Things are not always as they seem. The first appearance deceives many. Phaedrus, Roman poet, circa 15 BCE to 50 CE. In 49 BCE, with the dramatic proclamation, "The die is cast," Julius Caesar made the fateful decision to cross the Rubicon River at the head of his 13th legion. The crossing of the Rubicon was momentous because the river demarcated the boundary between Italy and the province of Gaul to the north, where Caesar was serving as governor. Suspicious of his growing power, the Senate had ordered him to disband his army and return to Rome. But Caesar, defying the Senate, decided to return not in submission, but in rebellion, marching on Rome with his legion. By crossing into Italian territory with an army, Caesar had irrevocably made himself a traitor. For all its notoriety, Caesar's river crossing was a relatively modest affair, in which the future ruler and his legionnaires merely waded across a shin-deep stream. Nonetheless, this act put him in irreconcilable opposition to Rome's Senate, making the expression "crossing the Rubicon" forever synonymous with passing a point of no return. The story about how Caesar and his legion marched on Rome survived on the parchment of the Lives, a series of profiles of famous men recorded by the Greek biographer Plutarch. Plutarch also recorded that the Senate, 5 years later, in the hope that the government of a single person would give them time to breathe after so many civil wars and calamities, made Caesar dictator for life. And yet, within 2 months, he was assassinated, the knives wielded by many of those same senators. As Plutarch explains, Caesar's pretension and the extravagance of his new title had motivated the group, including Caesar's close friend Marcus Junius Brutus, to conspire against him. Today, those of us who know Julius Caesar's story most likely learned it not from reading Plutarch, but from Shakespeare's Julius Caesar. In the Bard's telling of the assassination, Caesar struggles until he sees Brutus among the attackers and realizes the depth of his betrayal. Famously, his dying utterance is the poignant, "Et tu, Brute? Then fall, Caesar." Almost 2 millennia later, another general would become famous by crossing a river. Unlike the modest Rubicon, the Delaware could not be crossed by wading, so George Washington had no choice but to cross by boat, a scene memorialized in Washington Crossing the Delaware, one of America's most recognizable paintings. On a canvas measuring over 21 feet wide, Emanuel Leutze captured the daring of America's founding father and first president. The parallels between Caesar and Washington go beyond the rivers they crossed as generals. Just as Caesar's final phase of leadership was reenacted by Shakespeare through the rhythm of iambic pentameter, the final act of Washington's leadership was depicted by the playwright Lin-Manuel Miranda, who 4 centuries later chose hip-hop as the rhythm to dramatize Washington's retirement in his theatrical story of Alexander Hamilton. And where Shakespeare had turned to Plutarch's Lives, Miranda found his inspiration within the pages of Ron Chernow's biography, Alexander Hamilton. The musical closes with the rap song "One Last Time," in which George Washington's 1796 decision to step down after his second term is met by a disbelieving Hamilton. Hamilton: "Why do you have to say goodbye?" Washington: "If I say goodbye, the nation learns to move on. It outlives me when I'm gone." Miranda said later that he sought to celebrate Washington's humanity and frailty, lifting up the rare example of a leader who voluntarily relinquishes power. In the playwright's drama, Washington selflessly prioritizes the fledgling nation's democracy over the pursuit of power, consistent with the founding father's legacy of leadership. For would-be leaders, the oft-told stories of audacious river crossings and of the dramatic finales of Julius Caesar and George Washington are both inspiring and intimidating. The stories would be more helpful, though, if leadership actually worked the way the legends imply. In fact, for both Caesar and Washington, leadership was hardly so simple.